High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We don't have sufficient infrastructure. And now what perturbs us even more is that we have an ailing water infrastructure. So, over the weekend, a dam burst, and we want to know more about this. Joining us now is Sipho Chawe. He's the Emergency Medical Services Spokesperson for the Free State. Sipho, good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Sipho, you just saved our listeners from a rant of note, because I'm so perturbed by the fact that we've got dam walls that are bursting. Do we have any information as to why this wall burst?
At present, we don't, because there's still investigations that are ongoing. So the engineers and everyone that's needed to can verify that, they were busy yesterday. They will continue today with the investigations.
Tell us about the impact on the ground. You've obviously seen the damage that was caused. We're just hearing a dam has burst, it's flooded a certain area, but what's the reality of the damage that's been done to life as well as to property?
Well, I think it's to an extent, with regards to property, it's quite a huge damage, which our disaster management, they were still going through, because there was about 14 houses that were completely swept off. And then the families were displaced. And in terms of the infrastructure as well, the road infrastructure and going into the township and into town, there was challenges that we could not access. And furthermore, this far we've lost only one life, and we still have one person reported to be missing, which will then continue with our rescue, with our search and rescue mission this morning.
And from an accommodation perspective and emergency relief perspective, are we looking after those that were impacted by this disaster?
Yes, the relevant departments, they immediately showed up yesterday in your social development and human settlement, and then they started looking at transitional shelter for those families that were affected.
And Sipho, are you from the area?
I'm in the Free State. I'm from Bloemfontein. Responsible for emergency medical services in the province.
I just want to, the reason I asked you that particular question was to find out if you had heard anything regarding any warnings previously that perhaps this dam wall was in any way vulnerable.
No, I don't recall of any warnings previously.
All right. And obviously, there are now mop-up operations taking place. Is there any particular turnaround time that has been given by the authorities to try get a sense of normality back for the affected victims?
Not yet, because as I said, yesterday we're still going through the extent of the damages. When I look as well at the electricity that has been affected in the town, and also communications is also a challenge. We end up setting up a temporary communications infrastructure in the town. So I believe the priority will be given to electricity, and then also making sure that there's conducive shelter for the families that have been affected by this.
And then, disaster. And then, of course, the investigation is going to start to determine the cause of this. Do we know if national governments have sent anybody, any experts to the area to start the investigation?
Yes, currently we're joined by people from the Department of Mineral Resources, from national government. So, yeah, we did get support from national yesterday.
All right, well, that's great. It's good to know that they are on the ground, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this very shortly. Sipho, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Sipho Chawe is the Emergency Medical Services Spokesperson for the Free State, bringing us a live update about the situation on the ground in the vicinity of where the dam wall burst.